Help from the Holy Spirit, November 18. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Christ's sacrifice in our behalf was full and complete. The condition of the atonement had been fulfilled. The work for which he had come to this world had been accomplished. He had won the kingdom. He had wrested it from Satan and had become heir of all things. Just before leaving his disciples, Christ once more plainly stated the nature of his kingdom. He recalled to their remembrance things he had previously told them regarding it. He declared that it was not his purpose to establish in this world a temporal kingdom. He was not appointed to reign as an earthly monarch on David's throne. When the disciples asked him, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" he answered, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power." It was not necessary for them to see farther into the future than the revelations he had made enabled them to see. Their work was to proclaim the gospel message. Christ's visible presence was about to be withdrawn from the disciples, but a new endowment of power was to be theirs. The Holy Spirit was to be given them in its fullness, sealing them for their work. "Behold," the Savior said, "I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The Savior knew that no argument, however logical, would melt hard hearts or break through the crust of worldliness and selfishness. He knew that his disciples must receive the heavenly endowment, that the gospel would be effective only as it was proclaimed by hearts made warm and lips made eloquent by a living knowledge of him who is the way, the truth, and the life. The work committed to the disciples would require great efficiency, for the tide of evil ran deep and strong against them. A vigilant, determined leader was in command of the forces of darkness, and the followers of Christ could battle for the right only through the help that God, by His Spirit, would give them.